Hey Potters, Happy New Year! Yay, we made it to 2014.
2015, yeah.
Well, at least we can say 2014, but I still have problems writing down 2014.
I still keep wanting to write
2013.
And I think maybe it's because of how I'm so used to typing, because I do 10-key really flipping fast, and I'm just like, okay, I know how to do it. It doesn't bother me. It seems more natural to do 2014 than it does 2013. I'm strange, I know.
I'm so used to 10-key that it doesn't bother me either way.
We get it. We're typers.
Yes, but happy 2014, and we start the year with our third year of CrossPod with episode 53. We have turned three, or at least we're going to make our way up there to having turned three.
We're working on getting to three. There we go.
we're getting old.
I think we say that like every older. Episode now.
No, I mean, it's the podcast, not as people. We already know we're getting older as people.
Wah! Cry tears.
At any rate, we have some nifty things planned for this year. And I would like to start off the episode by saying a big thank you. And this actually came as a surprise to us yesterday. I found out while I was working out in the gym. And the guys who were sitting outside the gym kind of looked at me funny when my jaw dropped. And we had a listener send us, again, a very large donation.
Hard.
And yes. And needless to say, we were really surprised to see that come in. But, of course, we are definitely grateful and appreciative.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Obviously. And it's like, wow. Wow, this is awesome. This is so cool. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yay! Much appreciation. So,
needless to say, we will be responding back to that email that we did receive, you know, with the donation. And there may be a show invite coming up somewhat shortly for this person in order so that we can say thank you a little more personably.
That would be cool. But we should do that. Let's do that.
But we do have a couple of ideas of how that money can help the podcast because, you know, as our listeners know, all of the money that's donated to us goes directly into the podcast. It's not like we take ourselves out to lunch with it. We spend it on our equipment and on our web hosting, which we've taken care of web hosting, incidentally. The website has been migrated over. Big thanks to our new web host, who I will not name for security reasons, but they actually helped migrate everything for me, which was a huge help because Amber pulled a stupid and locked herself out of her own account by giving them the same username. So needless to say, thank you to our web host for helping me out with that. Everything is transferred over. I will be doing a website update either later on this afternoon or tomorrow, depending on when I have the time, with our brand new web host, same website. Although we are planning on doing a couple upgrades to the website this year, we may potentially start a forum on it. We shall see.
We'll see how that goes.
it's going to depend on whether or not we have the time to moderate it, because
yeah, that's the
as anyone who's been on a forum before knows, there are trolls on the internet.
Lots of them.
There's all sorts of people on the internet that purposely go into forums to mess things up. Not to mention there are hackers who also go in there to mess things up without saying a word. Mm-hmm. So we will be looking into it, certainly. No, it will not be based on WordPress.
God, no.
But we're also looking at potentially adding a marketplace to our website where commissioners that we can verify their work will be able to, you know, offer their services through our website. We won't take a commission off of it. I mean, this would be totally, you know, to help out the cosplay community. We just have to see how we would set it up and that we would be able to vet the cosplayers that would be on our marketplace. Because obviously, you know, we don't want to put our name behind somebody who ends up holding a sham market.
Right.
You know, if we're going to put our reputation behind this, we're going to make sure that it's solid. So those are two things we're thinking about for our website. I am going to go through here in the next couple of weeks and clean up our tutorials section, you know, take away all of the out-of-date links because, you know, things age out over time.
I set you one today, so there you go.
You got a new one. Add some new ones. We can add video links of our own tutorials, and I know that there's a couple of new Facebook sites that are dedicated to cosplay tutorials, so we can
Right.
also link. And some of those tutorials are really, really good. So
Mm-hmm.
if you haven't had a look at the Cosplay Tutorials group on Facebook, go have a look.
Do
It
so.
it's a really solid group. I like it. I mean, we both follow them too, so you know, do as we say and as we do.
At least in this case.
Indeed. And so we have both started out the new year working frantically on cosplay, of course, because even when we're not going to conventions, we're still working on stuff for conventions. That's just life for cosplayers.
It's what we do. There is no resting.
I understand you have been residing on Coney Island.
Wow. That's terrible.
Yes.
Did you see the okay, in a very odd little conjunction with this, it kind of all ties in together. Have you seen the post that I have on my fan page about my package being stuck in Staten Island? I thought it was hilarious that Spandex House shipped my package 2 days late, the day before the huge snowstorm came in. And it's still estimated to deliver on Tuesday. So I'm just like, okay, FedEx, you gotta update your tracking. I don't think it's gonna deliver on time.
There's been a lot of package issues going on in the postal service at large,
Oh
not just
yeah.
any service in particular.
It's been affecting all.
Yes, and not just for holiday gifts or medications. I mean, there were cosplayers that have started ordering things for upcoming conventions because February starts convention season
Convention
again.
season. Yeah, exactly.
So, of course, what do you do over your winter break? You work frantically on cosplay, which means you have to order supplies through the postal service.
Yep. Oh well, at least I'm not in such a rush right now that I'm worried about them being late. If they're a couple days late, whatever. Not a big deal. But I just thought it was funny. You said Coney Island and immediately think of New York and Staten Island. Yeah, if you want to see my cones, hang on, I got the bag right here.
Yeah, this is the Coney part of the Coney Island reference.
In the giant Target bag, which I'm not endorsing them right now, but it's a big bag. You remember this from our sewing day. Full of cones, so many. I
It
got
looks like
half
a
full.
giant black hole. It looks like a bag of holding. There's just a big black hole in the bottom of the bag.
And we had a fun sewing gathering, what was it, like a week, 2 weeks ago. And that's basically what I did the entire time was I sewed cones for about 5 hours. So Amber can attest to how full that bag was. And it managed to get a sleeve and like half the coat done, so I'm hoping that this will be enough to take care of the rest of it. So I've been working on that, and I'm working on making my new Enchantress headpiece. Whee! Out of Wonderflex, I even took in the effort to make like, I don't know if I can do this on this camera. Let me flip it this way. Can anybody see it? Probably not. I have little things that I made on the side that I melted into it so I can tie elastic through it, and that way it'll stay on my head without having to use spirit gum or anything. But yeah, other than that, it's just been Amidala, Amidala, Star Wars marathon, and making cones.
This is
Yay!
for Alcon, right?
This is for Alcon. She has to be done by Alcon. I swore to myself that it will get done. It will get done.
Which, incidentally, we have applied for press to Alcon. So we're, you know, crossing our fingers, hoping we get press. Nothing's ever taken for granted anymore at cons, because they keep changing the bar to get
They
press
always do.
credentials.
I'm sure we'll be fine, though.
And needless to say, you know, as popular as our website's getting, which is kind of astonishing how popular our website is, and we had to give them our web stats in our Alcon press application, it's really humbling to know how you rank in the world of websites in our category. It's like, okay, I think we're 15,525,000 and change in our ranking, which is very humbling when you think about it. It's like, okay, wow. 15 million, eh?
But how
Yeah,
many websites are there on the internet?
we are expecting that. Plus, it doesn't say that those are active websites. It just says that they are websites.
Website, exactly.
But I just wanted to mention that. It's like we're 15 millionth in a sea of websites. I have spent the last few weeks since I got out of school once Hobbit Days was over. And I went back into finally just pedal to the metal on Sif. I finally got lining cut out. I got all my pieces cut out, except for the armor. I got all the soft pieces cut out. So I've been slowly working on sewing when I have not been outside fighting with Mother Nature trying to spray paint. Because of
F
course,
Mother Nature, oh my God.
whenever you have
Ugh.
time off to work on cosplay and you need to get things done outside, of course the weather never
Never
cooperates in
cooperate.
Texas. If it's just right temperature-wise, it's either too humid or too windy. And if it's completely calm outside and low humidity, it's freezing cold. So it's one bad after another. And actually, last weekend, as windy as it was less bad than this weekend is currently, where it's really
Windy,
windy outside
yeah.
right now. You can tell a front's about to come through. So I got my spray painting done last weekend. I just need to kind of assemble my swords, put them together. More magnets, yay! I'm going to be working with more magnets
You and your
to hold the swords
magnets.
together. It works. It really does work. Because I have this idea, since cosplayers always have to worry about whenever you have props, what to do with them when you're not actively posing with them. It's not like you can just sit them on the ground. Done that, had a prop broken because a kid ran over it when I did that. So don't set them down on the ground. You have to do something with them. So what I wanted to do was to mount a strap across the shield and put a set of snaps in the middle so that you kind of get two sections and slide the swords into those sections on the shield and then
Okay.
put wreath hooks over the door hooks on the shield so it'll hang to the back of my armor. That way they're out of the way, they're just hanging on my back. Nothing can happen to them. I'm
That's
good.
great.
Hey, it makes use of, clearance materials. Christmas stuff's on
Defacing
sale right now.
Christmas. One costume at a time.
I'm making it live forever in the form of a costume.
There you go. Happy birthday, Jesus.
So that's what we've been working on for the last few weeks. Speaking of conventions, we are actually expanding our convention schedule for coverage this year, both as, regular attendees and as Cospod Press, which, yay, is a good thing. We've been trying to do that for a while. Cons, excuse me, cons are very expensive to go to sometimes, especially when they are, in far-flung places because we're in the center of the country.
Just a smidge, just a teensy little bit.
So, granted, next month starts convention season, and next month I am attending Mini Acon, which isn't very mini anymore compared to some conventions. When you get 2,000 people that go to
Compared
a
to
mini
last year, oh my
convention,
goodness.
2,000 people is larger than many first and second and third year conventions.
Oh
So
yeah, absolutely.
it's not very mini when you compare it to other cons.
It ain't mini no more.
And
It's just small.
that is February 22nd in Denton. And then stop me if there's anything before this. And then we hit March, which is
I say, I
AllCon.
got one before that. I have
Okay.
sci-fi days at for Dallas Comic Con, because Dallas Comic Con does a series of three. They do sci-fi, then they have their Comic Con, and then they have fan days. I'm doing sci-fi, which is beginning of February. So I'll be there for that. That'll be a fun weekend.
I'll actually be out of town with the symphony that weekend, so
Ah, lame sauce.
I will be making money, which is a very good thing
Which is a good thing.
given the conventions we're doing this year.
Maybe I need to pull you to Comic Con with me.
And tuition. Oh God, I have a tuition payment in 3 days.
Been there, done that.
Although actually I'm a little worried because that class is still two people short of minimum. And I think what is today? Okay. So we have 2 weeks to get two more people to join and pay for the class. Else they cancel the class, and then I don't have any school.
That would
Which
kind of
is
suck.
fantastic. It'd be fantastic for cosplay, but it would take me a little bit longer career-wise
Right.
because it just means self-study. And I prefer structure in my study. It's a little easier that way.
Yes, it is.
So we have Sci-Fi Expo, and then we have Mini Acon, and then we have AllCon, which
Con.
is our first big one in 2014. And that
Ooh,
is
exciting.
March 14th, I believe it's 14 through 17 this year, because they expanded it by day.
Now, I'm going to double check real quick.
And they actually had to move hotels. They're still in a Crown Plaza, but now they're in a bigger Crown Plaza.
They are at March 13th through 16th.
13 through 16, okay. In fact, they're having a pajama party, a costume pajama party on the Wednesday before the con as a social event.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, oh, okay.
And they're like, yeah, we can bring in balloon artists, we can have board games, we can supply coffee and tea and hot chocolate, we can screen movies, we can have little mini workshops. I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun, and if I didn't have work the next day, I would totally go. But
That's
I
the
have work the next
problem.
day. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, now that I have a new job working in IT, I had to start over on my PTO, which means I have to earn it from scratch, and I have to be really careful, at least until I start racking up PTO, to take time off. So I was lucky. I have AllCon approved for this quarter. I get to do it by quarter now. And I have AllCon approved, more or less, and all my Symphony stuff. So
yay, well, good.
I have to wait to ask off for San Japan until April, because that's next quarter. So, but we'll get to San Japan later, because we're still on AllCon. And then after AllCon, I believe April starts Scarborough Fair.
Yeah, starts Scarborough
which is a local convention. It's not anime-based. It's a Renaissance festival. And a set of the cosplayers here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area would like to do a Final Fantasy group for Scarborough.
I support this.
So we'll probably be doing that one weekend. I'm thinking in April, because usually May ends up being crunch time for other cons.
Exactly.
So April will be Scarborough Fair.
And then for me, I'll be going to PAX East, where I'll actually be attending all 3 days. It's basically a little birthday present to myself, because the week after is my 30th birthday. So I'm going to splurge a little bit. That'll be fun.
So now we're really getting old.
Oh, yeah. I loved it so much last year. I was kind of mad at myself for not being able to get a third pass for that one last day. So I'm glad I got in early and got all my stuff done. People were camping out like it was Dragon Con hotels. It was a little crazy.
See, now this means that when you get back, I have to leave you cake.
I'm okay with that. Cake is good.
Cake or cookies, one of the two. Maybe both. Maybe I'll make cake cookies.
Cakey cookies? I like those.
Yeah, cakey cookies.
Cookies? Say that 5 times fast.
No, thanks. So after PAX East, I believe you have the next con in May.
Yeah, it's Fanime is up in the air right now because I don't know what my housing situation is going to be. And if I'm able to go, then I'm going to go. If I can't, I'm going to try and sneak that in into possibly Anime Expo. We'll see how that turns out. That may not happen.
So and for those who don't know, Anime Expo is 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, so right now May is kind of open, so we're going to assume that I am not attending at this time, but it's on there as a possibility.
Good deal. So we have Fanime, and then we have the massive panic that is Project AllCon.
Yippee.
Which is actually one weekend later this year than normal.
Which is nice and odd.
Part of that was, I guess, scheduling conflict on the hotel's part, but also AllCon is trying really hard to avoid end of school, because a lot of people are still in school the last week of May. And that's hurt their attendance a little bit, so they are June 6th through 8th this year, which incidentally is the same weekend as ColossalCon. And that is the primary reason that, for once, Mr. Vic Mignogna will not be at Project AllCon, because he will be at ColossalCon.
Which is so odd. And I know a couple people from here who are going to ColossalCon, too, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. But it's a local con for us, so we end up going. Plus,
it's AllCon.
I'm teaching, and we're competing in the costume contest, so we're kind of obligated to go.
We're not obligated. It's our thing. It's our hometown con. It's the one that we don't miss.
Indeed. And I enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. I love it every year. There's something new that always makes me giddy.
No complaints there. And then after Project Akon, we have the opening of July, which is Anime Expo, and that is kind of up in the air for Val. Unfortunately, I cannot go as I have a symphony concert that weekend.
Big air quotes as the maybe.
Yeah. So we shall see about Anime Expo. It is currently a maybe. And I will be off sweating in West Texas, making money.
Woohoo!
Middle of summer in West Texas. It is fun. I like doing it. I really do. I just like to complain about the weather. Because it's middle of July
in Texas.
Yeah. And then we have July 18th through 20th is San Japan. And I will be there provided I get the time approved off of work. And I am pushing pretty hard for press passes for that one as well. Mostly for WCS. I've never seen World Cosplayer Summit in person. I would really like to.
That would be fun.
Yes. Plus, I have heard a lot of good things about San Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I would love to do Tokyo and Tulsa, which I know is on a different weekend at this point, again, I have to be really conservative with my PTO. Just, I mean, I can do some math and try and figure out how much PTO I'll have by that point, but it's fairly difficult to know for sure. So I will be at San Japan, assuming I get the time off. And then the weekend after that is a DFW Costumers Guild Lost Weekend, which is another local con for us. It's a little more technical than most conventions. It's mostly presented as a series of workshops for serious costumers. It's a little less about the character thing and more about the actual garments you're wearing thing, which is a refreshing change, I think.
It's nice, because, I mean, we're definitely panel people, too, so.
Right.
Lots of videos on panels. We like more of those.
Indeed, and the presenters are very skilled people. They've been doing it for a long time, and they know their stuff.
Exactly.
Which, incidentally, you can go to our YouTube channel, because we have videos of DFW Lost Weekend, Costumers Lost Weekend panels from the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from jewelry making to corsetry to LEDs and glowy things.
Yay! Shiny stuff!
Yes, incidentally, he has graciously accepted my request for him to teach with me this year at Project Akon.
Oh, cool. Good. That should be fun.
He will be in my prop making and casting panel.
Nice.
It'll be fun. Those are going to be some monster panels.
Oh, yeah, you know they are.
Those are going to be, I think, armor making is 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Prop making and casting is an hour and a half, and advanced sewing is an hour.
Oh, my God. Are we going to have enough time?
And then Akon TV volunteering potentially in there and all sorts of stuff. And regular photo shoots for us as just regular people.
We're not regular people, though. We're cosplayers. It's a difference.
Regular people in terms of cosplayers.
We're going to be so busy. Oh, my God!
And then we get a break.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
A little bit
after
of a break.
Costumers last weekend. We get a break.
Squidgy of a break.
I believe the next convention is in August.
Yep. So excited about this one.
Do tell. Go ahead.
Going to Dragon Con. Oh, my God. And I have to say, in all the time that I've been trying to get Comic-Con tickets, which are just in flipping possible, which, by the way, they go on sale sometime this month. I don't know when, but the email hasn't updated me yet. Getting a ticket to Dragon Con is not the problem, because their attendance is like however many people we can squish into this section of Atlanta, we're going to do it. There is no cap. The issue is getting a hotel, because those fill out literally within 5 minutes. As soon as the hotel block is open, it is shut down. It's like, open, done, can't do anymore. So the second that I knew that I had a hotel and I had a place to stay, I was like dancing up and down and praising whatever God you want to believe in. So I'm very happy that I get to go to Dragon Con. I don't know what I'm wearing yet, but I'm just like giddy and excited. It's going to be a blast. I'm already ready to go to the aquarium too, because that's their thing. They have a night out at the aquarium that all the Dragon Con attendees can get in for free that evening. So I'm just like, okay, I gotta pull some photographers with me. We gotta make something happen. I don't know what, but we'll make it happen.
So Dragon Con is good for us photography.
Oh, heck yeah. It's actually really pretty down there. I was kind of surprised just seeing the landscape and some of the hotels, if you ignore the weird carpet. Not too bad.
Incidentally, we actually just had a question come in from the audience about joining our Hangouts. But we actually don't hold most of our recordings as public recordings. It's mostly just the two of us, unless we're doing a roundtable. And actually, if you would like to join us in a roundtable discussion about a particular topic in cosplay, you can actually send us an email to podcast@cospod.org to join us in a roundtable, and we can always schedule those, once we get enough people and a topic to talk about.
We haven't done a
So,
roundtable in a while. We need to do one of those.
very true. So, if you guys have any particular topics you would like to talk about that have been going on in the world of cosplay, feel free to send us an email or send us a message on Facebook, and we can set one of those up. Also, in August is Anime Fest, oddly enough. They have moved Anime Fest, and I believe that's the one. I have 14 through 17 on the brain. I believe that's the one that's on the 14th through 17th, as Anime Fest is trying to keep themselves a 4-day con. They used to be over Labor Day weekend, and unfortunately, they are not this coming year because there are other groups and other conventions that will be in the area that have already booked the hotels for that weekend. So they moved weekends. They are the 15th through the 18th, I'm sorry. They are the 15th through the 18th of 2014 in August. Whether or not we will go is kind of up in the air, to be honest.
I refuse. I'm not going back. I can't. I can't. I know that sounds mean, but you heard my rant. I can't go back.
I know. I know.
But as press, Amber may want to.
Yeah. We will see if they have any major changes this year from last year. If they do a lot of what they did last year, then to be honest, it isn't really worth our going if it's just to cover the exact same stuff that we've already covered. If they do something different, we'll look into it.
Right. Then maybe.
Yeah. But I know a lot of people will be spending that month prepping for Dragon Con and the other cons that go on Labor Day weekend as well. That's a pretty big weekend for conventions in
Oh
general.
yeah. That'll probably be crunch weekend for a lot of people I know. Even I will be working on commission
Yes.
that weekend. I'm certain of it, so.
Yes. So there is that. And then we pass Labor Day weekend, we get another break, and then we
Yay!
hit October,
Super.
which I believe there is another one of the Dallas, is it Comic-Con?
No. That one, oh crap, I totally forgot. Dallas Comic Con. That one's in May too. Oh my gosh. Ah! That one's okay. So hang on, we're going to scroll back a little bit. Dallas Comic Con's big convention is going to be in May. I don't know what weekends they are. It's usually the weekend before Fanime. That one's the 3-day one. And that one's moving to the Dallas Convention Center this year. So it's going to be humongous space with ridiculously bad parking that we have to pay a lot for. So take DART. That's the one time I'll advocate taking DART. It's easier and the station's literally like right there. You walk 5 steps and you're in the convention center. Great. The one that's going to be in October, I don't know if I have a chance to go to this one. That one is the Fan Days, and that's usually the one where they get like more voice actors from like cartoons, like American cartoon shows and stuff like that coming in. That one's just a 2-day weekend con. Simple, fun, easy, breezy. Cheesy.
Those can be the best kind. Well, cheesy kind of
They
goes with
can
all
be.
conventions.
Oh, heck yeah.
And then I believe in October we have Texas Renaissance Festival, which again is not an anime con. It's not a comic con, but a large number of the local DFW costumers do tend to go down there to enjoy themselves for a weekend, and Amber goes to light things on fire.
Yay! Very important.
TRF is my vacation for the year. I do not go as press. I do not go as a costumer per se. I just go down there to have fun.
Exactly. It's Amber getting to be Amber and lighting things on fire.
Yes, that does kind of
Fair.
come with the territory. And then we get another short break in October. Do you have any other cons for the rest of the year outside of Anime North Texas?
I do not that I'm aware of, unless something weird and random happens to pop up on its own. At least not that I'm aware of.
Gotcha.
That's the thing about con schedules, that sometimes they will change. Sometimes I can sneak one in at last minute and didn't even realize that I could. So there you go.
Especially if they're local. Local helps.
Local really helps. Local makes it more encouraging to attend it, so.
Speaking of local, Anime North Texas.
Texas. We had fun at that one.
They actually don't have dates yet for 2014. I think they're still kind of recovering from
I
this
don't blame
past
them.
year.
I don't blame them.
But if they hold it at about the same time this year as they did last year, it will probably be sometime in mid-November.
Right.
And that will be our final convention for the year.
And then it'll be 2015. Oh my God. Ah! I'm already planning costumes for 2015, so.
So as you can see, we are going to be very busy this year.
As if we're not already.
But it will be fun.
It will
I
be.
think it will be fun, and we've got new costumes planned for several of these conventions.
Exactly.
Beyond what we're working on right now, of course. And so we'll be good. I think we'll be good.
Everything will be good.
I'm just kind of looking out at our schedule and distance going, wow, we're going to be really
Like,
busy.
oh, I can already feel the headache coming and
There's not a
stress in my
significant
legs.
period of downtime between cons.
No, there isn't. I've already
But,
remind myself that I'll be sewing, if not every night, every other night, and every weekend.
speaking of setting things on fire, we had a
Week.
contest.
We did have a contest.
We had
It
a contest
was a fun
yes, to help me find a cosplay name because I can't necessarily always go by Amber, as there are 10,000 Ambers in the world, probably more than that. And it's a little hard to differentiate yourself, which is kind of a necessity in cosplay if you want to, pun not intended, make a name for yourself.
contest.
But we had several entries, some really good entries. I have to say, Roman Hobbits was very cute.
It was very cute. I think that's like perfect for like a skit group.
It really would. And it's like, that's what I want to name a group that would go to something like Scarborough or TRF. I would
Oh yeah.
love to name it Roman Hobbit.
Absolutely. It'd be great.
And Roman as in, like, traveling, not
Right.
Roman as in the Empire.
Or like the Roman numeral.
So the original choice that I picked, we decided they were disqualified because that person is related to one of us. And as such, we felt like it would kind of be improper for them to win a contest that was sponsored by us.
Yeah,
So,
it did wouldn't work.
yes, even
Kind
though
of
it wasn't
funny.
explicitly in the rules, it's kind of, it's implied you're not
It's
supposed to have
implied.
relatives winning the contest because I wanted to choose Embercraft cosplay. Because Embercraft very much suits me, and it is a pretty awesome name, I
It is a
have to
pretty
admit.
awesome one.
It is an awesome name.
But your second choice is equally as awesome. I think it's if
So my second choice,
Yeah,
and this
if
is
I
the
had
one that we
a
are
chance to
choosing for the
change my
gift
name,
card.
I'd probably change it to that.
So the winner of the gift card contest and my new cosplay name is going to be, drum roll.
Wait, hang on, hold on. I've totally
We
foobarred on
have an
this.
effect for this.
There is an effect, and I totally forgot to load the effects. I suck horribly. And
We're
you know
getting
what's funny is that when we did the end of the year montage, that's the one thing I did too. It's like, oh wait, I didn't have effects ready then.
some very odd questions here in the Q&A. For our viewers, we actually have a Q&A app enabled in our Hangout now, so that if you're watching us live, you can actually ask us questions live and it will pop up in a box next to our recording. And we can see them and we can answer to them.
All right, I'm ready for a drum roll when you are.
All right, the winner of our cosplay name contest is Titania Cosplay.
Yay! Yay!
Yay! And I believe that was from Mary, if I
Yes,
am
it
not
was.
mistaken.
You got it.
So, Mary, we will be in contact with you to go ahead and get things set up so that you will get your Epic Cosplay gift card. So, thank you very much to everybody who entered. And hopefully, you guys will participate in our next contest, which is coming soon. We're going to try and change up our prizes just a little bit. It won't always be an Epic Cosplay gift card.
It just happens to be who they're sponsoring us right now, so
Right.
you're abusing that privilege.
Which, to be fair, they have really good products, and they're actually starting to get their own line of tutorials.
I like their long wigs a lot, so that's okay.
Yes. Yes. I always get my wigs from Epic Cosplay, and not because they're sponsoring me, they're not. Because I like their products. They have really solid stuff.
And she does a lot of long wigs, so it makes sense for her.
Yes, all of my characters have long hair. In fact, I need to replace two of my long wigs that are not from Epic Cosplay because they are a tangled mess.
Yes, they are.
So I need to get that taken care of, which I will once I don't have a massive tuition payment sitting on my door. But thank you very much to Mary, and I will be setting up a page here shortly once I figure out how Facebook works.
I think I might need to do it for her and then just give her the admin settings afterwards.
Pretty much. I fully admit ignorance when it comes to social media like this. If you give me a website, I can do all sorts of things with it. If you ask me to sign up for a service, I'm okay with it for the most part. Until I hit Facebook and Twitter, and then I go, what?
Well,
What?
question mark. Yeah. Who do you think's in charge of all the Facebook stuff? Me.
Yes. You
What?
do the Facebook stuff, I do the website stuff.
And that I'm the one who organized everything on YouTube. It's just what I do.
Yep.
And thank you to everybody else who also entered, because there were a lot of really good and funny entries. I like the person who copied and pasted my suggestion. Thank you. That made me giggle.
I admit there were some entries that made me smile.
Yes, there were some good ones.
So, I mean, with an entry being good, it doesn't necessarily mean I can use it, to be honest, so don't feel offended. Some of them I just could not use as my cosplay name. I think even one of them had a copyright issue to where there was no way I could use it as my cosplay name. So don't feel bad
Which
if
I'm
you
sure was
didn't win.
completely unintentional.
Yes, it was probably very unintentional. This person probably doesn't even know about the copyright issue, which is
I didn't
fine.
know it
Yeah. But it's okay. So,
was.
yay! Today we have another interview for you today. We are actually going to be talking to the guys of Cosplayer Nation. This has actually been kind of kept on the down low, but they have a new documentary out about cosplay. And the both of us watched it as we were given links by a friend. This is something where you had to have a link to be able to watch it. And it's a really, really solid documentary, I have to say. It's not quite 2 hours long, a little bit less than 2 hours long, but it's similar to the documentary Cosplay Building a Secret Identity,
Yeah, the
but it
PBS
goes a
one.
little bit, yeah. And I think this one is also related to public broadcasting, or at least the website they had it on had public broadcasting scripts in it. But it goes a little more in depth into the history of cosplay as a thing, as an entity. And they do show a little bit more variety in terms of cosplayers, which they showed a very nice variety of cosplayers. I was very happy with it.
That was good.
And needless to say, I think we both enjoyed it and approved of it. Yes, there were some audio issues. Yes, the interviews were their usual sensationalist selves in terms of the news media. That's what the news media does. But overall, it was really good, and we're actually going to present that interview for you now.
Enjoy!
Hey Potters, thanks for being with us today. We have the wonderful gentleman here with Cosplayer Nation. They have a new documentary that just came out recently that they've spent the last few years recording and putting together. And it is a fantastic documentary, and we'd like to say thanks, guys, for being with us today.
You're very welcome.
Can you Donato, you're welcome. Sama sama.
Can you tell us a little bit about who and what Cosplayer Nation is, for those who don't know?
Well, Cosplayer Nation is actually a documentary all about cosplayers in the United States, from Maine to Puerto Rico, from Seattle to Honolulu, Hawaii. So basically, we do a broad spectrum of the entire United States. I thought of just doing six conventions, you know, six. Couple here in Massachusetts, maybe a couple down in Florida, some in the Midwest, and then California and the West Coast. Well, then it turned from six into almost 30 conventions in 3 years. So we've done the biggest, which is usually San Diego. He's done San Diego twice, Kauai Con once, Dragon Con once, Puerto Rico Comic Con twice. We have not been up to Maine yet, but we're mostly local, and we've been up to
Maine. Well, we have fans up there.
We have fans up there. We also
we'll get been, to you soon, Maine. Yeah,
yeah. And we've been up to New Hampshire, so we've documented in New Hampshire, except I say Maine because it's easier than saying New Hampshire.
Besides the documentary, we've grown into a huge community, and we've got a Facebook group that has about 2,500 members, and people
over 25 now.
I'm sure, yeah,
over 2,500 and growing.
About the documentary, how did you choose what you were going to put in the documentary?
Well, we had so much footage that pretty much.
Let's answer this twofold.
In terms of topics, like in terms, because there are so many different facets of cosplay, how did you reduce it just to a documentary?
So the. To be honest, the original one was probably about 2 hours long. There was footage that we had. We thought we wanted to do it from like state by state. That was the original concept. Like, oh, here's what it is in Massachusetts, and then Connecticut, Miami, and then the next state and so forth. And then we got some feedback from some other people after we showed that, saying like, oh, well, you know, it's actually really neat, but it was kind of... convoluted. Like, they didn't really see, like, what the message was, even though that we knew what the message was.
We had...
So...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I think this is after we did the Emerson College screening, which you remember we were at. That's kind of what changed the ball game. So we changed it after that. And this is part of the reason why it took 3 years, because especially when I'm the only editor on this...
Yeah.
Documentary. So, we have no one else working on it except me.
Yeah.
And as I told you before, you know, my hours and all that stuff. So, you know, I worked on changing it to a different direction where it was, all right, let's do maybe the history of America, like how it started, do like a kind of like a narrative and show like up to like where it is right now in 2013, or at that point it was 2012. I say 2013 because later on then Heroes of Cosplay came out, so I'm like, oh, that definitely changed the entire ballgame for the ending, which is why it is what it is as you see now. But I think it worked out for the best, but it's something that has definitely changed over time as far as
course.
The evolution of what the story should be.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, when we really, I didn't have a focus of what it was. So I just said, well, we'll have stuff about the history. We'll have stuff about the good, which is the positive and the negative. But we'll do it on state-to-state basis and that sort of stuff. And when we did it like that, it kind of was way too long and everything was just jumbled up. So what Ook did was, since I just said, Ook, you know what? Take the concept, take the idea of what we want to do, and you tweak around with it, and you do what you do best. So that's what he did, and basically that's what the documentary is now. It's basically a positive outlook as well as a negative outlook and an ugly outlook of cosplaying in the community and that sort of stuff, and as well as the historical parts. So I wanted to do history. I also wanted to do a college professor. You know, I wanted to have an educational basis in the documentary, but also have it like state to state to state, you know.
And I think the other important part, too, is that we also showed some of the previews of this to people who have no idea what cosplaying is about either. Yeah. They know about, like, oh, people dress up, like, for Halloween or for costume conventions. They had no idea what cosplay was if you asked them, like, oh, do you know what cosplay is? And so when they saw it, they were like, oh, wow, I had no idea that this is something that people actually did in America, and this was, like, an actual hobby. And, I mean, they were very appreciative of it. So they weren't virulent or hatred, you know, that kind of thing. So it was actually something that was really neat that we got that audience appeal towards it as well, too. Because that's the other part that we're trying to do with this documentary is besides the cosplay community.
Is have it as an educational tool.
Why did you guys decide to focus the documentary on cosplay? What's your interest in cosplay?
Why don't you go first? Mine's might be longer.
Well, I'm not much of a cosplayer myself, but I thought it was a fascinating subject, and I've usually seen mockumentaries about cosplay, and there's not been an accurate historical account of cosplay in America, not like ours, because I've seen, I've seen Comic Book Confidential, I've seen documentaries about comic books as well as anime and other things like that. But there was no true focus on costuming at all. So it was an open spectrum.
Why focus on cosplay? Okay.
Lots of words.
57 BC, when I was numb. Why focus on cosplay? It's, I guess, to take it back, and I'm going to be focused on my serious history in the moment. So I really thought the cosplay was weird when I first got into it, when I first saw it. I only knew anime. I only knew what, you know, Dragon Ball Z and Outlaw Star was. And when I went to my first convention, I saw people dressed up, and that was like the first time I'd seen that. That was 2003. And then all of a sudden, my semi-girlfriend asked me, would you like to dress up on Halloween? And I said, sure, why not? Because I was heterosexual and I figured why not? So I did it. And it was a pretty ecstatic feeling. You know, you dress up and you have this like really big kick in you that you're the boss and you're bloodied and you have wings or you've got horns or I don't know, whatever it is you're wearing. It's a pretty existential feeling, I would say, whatever you're wearing at that time, and you're going out and you're proving yourself. So, you know, I've been to conventions many times after that, since that period, and until I think 2010 is when I had done my last
Transcendent.
Yeah, fan feature movie based on cosplay. And as soon as it was screened, Joshua Adams right here saw that, and he said, hey, I really like your work, paraphrasing.
Yeah, and I interviewed him on my show, and then afterwards, I kindly gesture, I'm a nice guy, so I usually say I'm the nicest asshole on the face of the planet. But I said to him, well, let's go to Legal Seafoods, you know, get something to eat. And then I pitched to him, hey, why don't we do a documentary all about cosplay? I really like your stuff of Transcended. I really love the artsy way that you scripted it. So why don't we do a documentary? And then he pondered for a little bit and went, yeah, sure.
People would like to know more about your documentary. Where can they find information?
We have our like page, we have our YouTube page, and we have our Facebook page, our group page. So
and the profile.
And the profile.
And we have a Google Plus.
And we have a Google Plus.
And a LinkedIn.
And a LinkedIn.
Basically, just and Google LinkedIn. Cosplayer Nation, and there you go.
Well, I kid you not. Yeah, probably most likely. If you go to the YouTube, I think that would probably be the best. Because the YouTube has all the links.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for your time. And we invite all of our listeners to go check them out on YouTube at Cosplayer Nation. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Take care.
We really do enjoy talking to other cosplayer groups. And also, speaking of other cosplayer groups, we wanted to give a huge thank you and a shout out to all of our new YouTube subscribers.
Oh my goodness, so many. Oh my God, so many. Thank you guys.
Ever since we put out the interview with Kamui, we seriously have gotten a massive spike in YouTube subscribers and subscribers to the podcast in general. And so we wanted to say a big thank you and welcome to all of the new people who have subscribed to us on YouTube and through iTunes.
Thank you, guys.
We're always trying to get bigger and better here at CosPod, and so the more audience members we get, you know, the larger we can grow and the more influence we can have in terms of being able to get big guests like Kamui. So that definitely helps.
Influence, you say?
Yes, because we're totally trying to take over the world.
Nefarious purposes. I like this. I need like a stuffed cat to start petting. I know, now we're looking around like, wait, what do I got around here that I could use? What could I use? I got pandas.
I don't have anything. I can pet next to me. Unless you count a table lamp. I can pet a table lamp.
That just sounds dangerous.
It's not on. It has all my crafting stuff in it. See? With my tacky glue.
Nice use of the tacky glue. See, that's just creepy. That's it's not terrifying, it's just creepy and weird.
Well, the tacky glue is sitting upside down so that it's ready to use.
I figured as much. That's kind of funny, though. I like the purpose of it.
Yes.
Tacky glue, always at hand, ready to go. the things that we do.
Indeed. And in closing, we would like to say thank you guys for sticking with us for 2 years. Hopefully you guys will be willing to stick around for another year with us here at CosPod. If you have any topics you would like us to cover, any tutorials you would like us to demonstrate, or any topics you'd like covered in a roundtable, feel free to get in touch with us via all of our social media. We are at CosPodcast on Twitter. We are CosPod on DeviantArt. We are Cosplay Podcast on Facebook. You can find us here at CosPod.org. You can email us at podcast@CosPod.org. And on YouTube, we are CosPodcast.
Pick an option. Go with it. We have so many outlets you can hit us up at.
Generally, you can Google us as CosPod, and it will show you all the ways you can find us. You can also go to our website at CosPod.org, and at the bottom of the homepage and on the contact page, there are all the ways listed that you can contact us. And let us know what you would like to see. Sometimes we run a little dry on ideas as far as topics and tutorials, so we'd love to hear what you guys would like us to cover.
We're open to anything, and if there's anybody that you want us to try to interview, if you want us to try to get different guests on, let us know, because we really want to try to provide more content to you guys, but we don't know what you all are thinking. As much as we like to read minds, we can't do that. So yeah. Tell us what you want, and we'll try our best to bring it to you. Like, I already know that some people want me to do a tutorial on how I do my newspaper, not mock-up, so that's something we'll definitely do in the near future. So just tell us. Just tell us! That was not threatening at all, was it?
And with that, we will bid you adieu until episode 54, where we will have more tutorials and more coverage of your cosplay questions and topics. Bye, guys.
Sayonara. Peace out. There we go. Oh, seriously? We're gonna 70s it? Still alive. Bye, guys.